Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We get all this stuff worked out. And I said, now, Robert, I filled out everything here for you, but you need to sign the form. He says, what? I said, sign, do your signature. Dad. I said, what? He said, I don't have a signature. With the corn and the blueberries, I'm guessing no more odor than a hot biscuit.
No more odor. It's phenomenal. It's like living with a cow.
Comes out. He sits down. He says, I think I did pretty good. I said, well, how good do you have to do? He says, you can miss four, but you can't miss any of the sign questions. I said, okay, you got to get the signs just right. And I said, you feel pretty good? He says, yeah, I changed a lot of my answers at the last minute.
Oh,
I said,
no.
Oh, no.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Rob, and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and this is my son.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruitcakes entirely from scratch. And now, you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures.
Buy it now, and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal.
Don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift. Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now.
Because Mother said so.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let us waste no time whatsoever. And
do it,
we will
do
go
it.
To Oceanside, California, and say hi to Scott. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to invite you. Hi there. Wanted to invite you out to Oceanside where they
filmed how's
the
it going?
Animal Kingdom. Good morning.
How you been?
Morning. I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead. We're being obnoxious. I'm sorry. It was just the delay and everything, and it was the first call of the day. You want to invite us to Oceanside? Go, sir. Go. Tell me all about it.
Yes, this is the filming location for Animal Kingdom.
Oh, Animal Kingdom, which is the best show on television. Television rears its ugly head again in the show today because I want to talk about a recommendation that I got that I just spent a remarkably small amount of time with. That show would be Yellowstone. I will talk about that in the body of the show. But, sir, are you a fan? Are you a connoisseur of Animal Kingdom like I am?
Big time, yes. Yeah,
yeah, it's really awesome.
Harbor, where some of the filming locations are, and it's film on and off throughout this the year, but it's pretty cool to have them out here.
Are you like me? Is it cool when you see your hometown or something you're familiar with on the big screen, or in this case, the little screen? But it is neat to see it on television, something that you see in real life, right?
Definitely, yeah. We go, walk along the beach and stuff like that. We kind of point to all the locations and Baz's house and things like that. So.
Baz's house,
oh, cool.
That's such an ocean. Now, Oceanside, pardon my California ignorance of geography, but at what are the big towns that Oceanside is near?
We're in San Diego County, about 45 minutes north of downtown.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're in the southern part of the state. I didn't realize that. So that's kind of cool. So it's not an L.A. shoot, really. It's more of a San Diego shoot.
Yes, they do the studio shots in L.A. Like
right.
Smurf's house is actually a studio up there, but the outside shots are down here.
That is so cool.
That's
my favorite show. That's my favorite. So this is actually a great call to start with because that would be cool for me. And where Baz, Rob, you don't watch the show, but where Baz got shot, it's a beautiful, gorgeous oceanfront right on the beach with surf and all that good stuff. It's a very cool place to live.
I'm fascinated by the fact that they do both studio and location. Mike, when you watch it, does it match? Can you tell that it's done apart? They do a good job.
It's slick TV, Rob. Of course it does.
Show business, Mike.
Scott, thank you. You ought to know that, Rob. You're on television. You just made television.
That's
so
right.
You know what's happening. Scott, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi.
Let's go to Southern Maryland and say hi to Jeb in Southern Maryland. Jeb, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
Sorry about the presidential run, Jeb.
No. I got a boxing question for you guys.
Lay it on me. All right.
We're my girlfriend and I are heading up to Boston for the weekend. I've never been before. We're staying in the West End. The only thing we have booked for the weekend is we're going whale watching one day.
Oh, God.
Other than that, we've got wide open, and we don't know what to do. And I didn't know if this great group of guys could give me a suggestion.
Let me give you my sister's address, and maybe you could drive. Oh, no, she's up here. Well, that's even better. You'll have the house to yourself.
Squatters, baby.
That'll be wonderful. No, Boston. You know, I don't know. I think the Red Sox are at the end of a road trip, so you might want to, even if you were to take in the sights and sounds prior to the game, if the Red Sox are in town, Fenway is a is an institution in Beantown. It's wonderful. You can go to Faneuil Hall, which has tremendous history. And of course, you know, that's really the birth of the conflicts of our Revolutionary War. Hmm. And, you know, you've got Bunker Hill, you've got Lexington, you've got all these wonderful things that happened in the history of the United States. And you could go, you know, I don't know what your politics are. It really doesn't matter. But there's a great presidential library in Boston where you could go see the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library, which I thought was really, really kind of modern history. And it was fun to look at that. You can go to the harbor, Boston Harbor. I would tell you to take a duck boat ride, but that doesn't seem to be something
soon.
I'm recommended to anybody. Well, no, they have them. That's where they kind of made them famous, was in that area. So, you know, there are a lot of great things that you can do. And then once you get done, run up here. It's about a 4.5-hour drive. Come up and see me.
Yeah.
Roger that. I really appreciate the Kennedy Library suggestion. I had no idea. That sounds really exciting. I was contemplating Fenway, but Marcus Serta won't return my calls. So I can't
get it. Yeah, well, I didn't either. Anyway, let's go to Dirk Vastrick.
Yay,
is calling
Dirk
in the wee hours. Dirk, do you sleep? Is there any particular time of day that you sleep? Do you sleep like at between 2 and 6 in the afternoon? I'm picturing that.
He sleeps an afternoon drive, Mike, yes.
No, I don't sleep very long at all. I just have to get up, though, and call and say, hey, everybody that's in Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, don't count on me for fruitcake this year. Go buy your own.
Attaboy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The push is on. Here's the way it works. People like Dirk, people that keep this show afloat, the small group of people that remarkably support everything we do, they respond initially, and then it's the great unwashed that
right.
we have to that we have to hit on. And so the these fruitcakes are the futures are not going to be available forever because we're doing something we've never done before. We're sending out a lot of these fruitcakes, and we're going to have to close the door on making those. It's not like we're going to be you know, the day before Thanksgiving say, hey, we'll make a few extra for people that we're stragglers.
No.
That's why we're doing it this far in advance, because it has to be done. And Dirk, you have been a recipient, correct me if I'm wrong, of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, right?
I have indeed. And one of the things that I did was put together a tasting party and shared it with friends. But I wanted to let them know that's not going to happen this year, because now you have your own.
Hey, that's good that's thinking. Right. That's good thinking.
Send one to Dirk is what I recommend.
Yeah.
And yes, that's wonderful. And how is your summer going, Mr. Vastrick?
Oh, it's fantastic. Hey, I did want to note that yesterday was a very, very special day. Pony hit his 6-month non-smoking yesterday.
Oh, that's great. That's right. Wonderful. That's it. Yeah,
we'll be talking
to Pony about his recent medical scare.
He cheated death, Mike.
Dirk, thank you for your continuing support, and I appreciate you calling with a plug for the fruitcakes. You're a good man. Thank you, Dirk.
Thank you. Hi, Carla.
He has to get that
of course.
Let's go to yes, it's the usual suspects this morning, Rob. Let's go to Rick in Concord, California. People are coming back from summer vacation.
Yes,
Rob,
they are
Spiewak,
refocused with a new energy.
Yeah, Rick, go ahead. You're on the air.
Double cakes. Everyone should buy 2 fruit cakes. Some will say one's enough.
I bought
2 of the premiums. Hey there, let's all buy Rob's fruitcake.
Yeah, I love our regular callers supporting the show and
good
working
job,
in
Rick.
Conjunction with us. Thank you very much, Rick, you sicko. Let's go to David from Silver Spring. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
We're doing great, David. What can we do for you?
I have a question for Rob I've been trying and meaning to ask for a while. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, another question. I'm heading up to Hershey Park for the first time in 30 years. I'm taking
Hershey Fart.
Hershey Park.
I used to call it Hershey Fart, and then I would call it Gang's Dominion.
That's right, I remember.
That's where I got it from.
The incredible, like subpar amusement parks around the Washington D.C. area. The parks that really aren't parks at all. They're just kind of like excuses for you. They're really glorified carnivals.
Hey, come on now, King's Dominion. That's my jam. That's my jam.
King's Dominion. You know it's not good. You know it.
I love
it. Great.
I keep returning there. It's the best we've got. It's wonderful and so close to Richmond.
Exactly what it is. It's the best you've got. But I have to be look. If there's one thing in the great state of Florida that I can be a Florida snob about.
I suppose you're right.
We have a Busch Gardens in Tampa is like a fourth tierer. Okay.
Yeah.
We got your Universal Studios. We got your SeaWorld. We got Disney World. We got Legoland.
Yes.
There's so many of them. It's incredible. You got Fartland. You got all the great things that are there. It's spectacular.
And in Maine, you have Timbertina.
Timbertina and the Lumberjack Show.
Also great.
But I interrupted, David. What can we do for you? You're going to Hershey Fart.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget we have Six Flags and Landover also.
Yeah.
Trying to make it back to your car without getting shot in the head.
The funny thing is when
you,
I do...
Hold on. Wait. We're all talking at the same time. Can I give David a quiz right now, a trivia question? David, here you go.
Yes.
Tell me the original name of Six Flags Landover.
Capital Center Light.
No, he doesn't. No,
he doesn't.
I love this. So are you ready? It was run by a gentleman by the name of Lyle Walensky. And on the Don and Mike show, yours truly did a fabulous appearance there with pot-bellied pigs.
Yes.
In a land long ago. In fact, probably I did multiple appearances at this place.
Oh,
it was called, let me tell you what it was called, David. Back in the day, before Big Amusement got its little D-beaters on it, it was called Wild World.
And Mike, was it wild?
It was the wildest, Rob. It was fabulous. Wild World was the name of it. But back to Hershey Park. I like Hershey Park. I think Hershey Park is fun.
I haven't been in years, but the last time I went, I was underwhelmed by Hershey Park. And point of order, is not Wild World, was it not Largo? I thought it was Largo, not Lando.
Yeah, Largo. Right? Largo, Lando. What's the difference?
That's true.
There's really no difference between the two. But David, when are you going?
Okay, so the question is, we're going on Friday, and the question is about the water park. Half of the park is all water rides, and they call it just one section with all the water park. And I don't know if Rob can give me any tips on. I have no idea how to handle it. It's just me and the girl. I don't want to walk around carrying a wet bathing suit all day. I can't see without my glasses. I have no idea.
I'd ask the same thing. I would ask the exact same thing, because I have never taken any of my children to a, quote, water water park. Air quotes will be featured in the show today, but what do you do?
Well,
I mean, do you have like a backpack or something?
Avoid at Hershey Park all the water rides that have the brown water. That's not chocolate. But
you don't bring anything. Don't you just sit in your wet crap?
No,
all day
I mean
long?
if it's like a water ride like the Log Flume or the Whitewater Canyon, you get wet and you dry off but you don't get soaked normally. But if you're doing a water park, check their website. They'll have lockers. Bring a backpack with a change of clothes.
So unsanitary.
You're in a water park anyway.
It's fecal soup.
Oh, so don't, David, don't go.
No,
stay
David,
home.
Go to the presidential
library.
Don't be so easily defeated. I have to say, go to something that'll enrich your mind, you moron.
They also have lockers there, though, if you want to change at the JFK Presidential Library.
If the water ride is called the Chocolate World Log Flume, I shouldn't go on
You know who this is? I can tell with his interrupting. It's David Smolar.
Of course. Yes.
It's David Smolar. God, you're so aggressive. All right. Anyway, thank you. Let's go to. No, goodbye.
Bring some of that aggression to the theme park.
Wasn't the timing out the window because it was like, I want to get my words in. There we go. I mean, I'm trying to take calls here, you know? Three quarters through the call, I realized what was going on.
There's a new theme park for him. It's called Nudgeland.
Nudgeland.
Go to Nudgeland.
You know why I don't take my kids to water parks? I told you the story about Wild World.
Oh, well, it merits repeating, and it's value advice.
I went without children. I went to, maybe I had a niece or nephew. I don't remember. I went to the water park at Wild World where they had the water slide.
Yes.
And I was in this long, stinky,
sweaty
line, you know, going up. It's so foul. It's so unsanitary. It's like taking a bath with 700,000 people.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And the guy in front of me had a tick. He had a tick on his hairy back. And that was it. I couldn't turn around. I did one slide, and I never went back on the water.
Was the tick engorged?
It was nasty. It was just, I don't remember. No, I don't think it was. I think it was actually
a young tick.
It was a young tick.
Young baby Largo tick.
A fresh spring tick.
Optimistic.
Eric, in Winchester, Virginia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I've been to Wild World. And
yay!
Your description is accurate. I knew the answer to that question, actually. I remember.
Thank you. Yeah, Wild World, long time ago before it flipped to Six Flags. And didn't Dan Snyder own it for a while?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God. He owned the whole Six Flags. I'm sure he made improvements.
Yeah, what he did is he shipped in 3 truckloads of fun.
Fun, yeah. Eric, what can we do for you?
Well, I had a question for you, Mike, really. I know that
all right. When you Rob turn the phones up a little bit, yeah, for me bet. So mm-hmm. I can hear them. Yeah, go ahead again, Rob, Eric. What's your question?
When Rob's driving around, he listens to other podcasts, and we all know that Oscar listens to Stern. But what do you listen to, Mike, when you're driving around? I know you don't have a commute, but...
You know what I do? I have... You'd be amazed how often I will listen to local radio, and then other than that, I'll have something off. Carl is much more of a radio listener than I am, and it's the same reason I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, because it's just I do it, and I don't necessarily want to listen to it when I'm doing it. I'd rather just focus on what I am doing. And really, another reason for that is you'll notice radio stations source a lot of the same material. So there's nothing that'll just make me feel more depressed about my existence than listening to some hack afternoon show somewhere that's using the same material I used in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that makes me very, very sad and depressed. So I don't do that. But I know, I hate to tell you, I will also listen to long form news, because I do the political persuasion show, and I love to a deep dive on a subject I'm interested in. So here we go. I've railed against it for my entire life, but you'll hear it here. I do drop into NPR periodically just so I can enlighten myself. And then I will listen to shows on the Moore Network. I will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. I will listen to Robin Joe. I will listen to O'Mara. I listen to a lot of shows.
There's so many to choose from. Tony P.
Oh. No, he's not there anymore. there's some great, but then I'll sample the podcast that I listen to. I don't do it in the car. I usually do it at home. I usually do it when I'm doing research, like when I'm listening to Mark Maron or for audio ideas, or I'm listening to Joe Rogan, because people have told me I should listen to Joe Rogan. I'll check that out. I'll listen to Adam Carolla periodically. I'll listen to Big O and Dukes periodically. So I'm all over the place, but I would not call myself a regular consumer unless it's something that is an immediate need. Does that answer your question, Eric?
Absolutely. Are there any good radio stations still doing good, like rock radio in your area at all?
I know. The radio is, like, I'm not saying it because I'm not in the regular racket. I mean, I am. It's just so homogenized, and it's so Bob FM, and it's so Jack, yep. And it's just, there's just not anything unique anymore, and it's very, very sad to listen to the state of radio. And really, and I don't want to sound like a snob, but you've also got the talent pool, which has been watered down because they're not paying people what they used to pay them, livable wages to come in and do that. You've got complete and total incompetence that are in front of a microphone, and it's kind of a drag. You wanted to say something, Ron?
One exception, and you can stream it nationwide or internationally, is KCJJ remains a really unique radio station. And although they serve...
A lot of personality on that
They
station.
Serve just their local environment. They serve it so well that even if you're not in their listening area, it's fascinating to hear them cover local news and things like that. It's sort of the last bastion of the way radio used to be. And so if you're looking for something on a road trip, I'll turn them on Ustream and I'll listen to them. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten into the streaming for local content that actually you enjoy. I did that with television during the hurricanes. I told about Wake News down in Florida that I was watching. Mm. Let's go to Nick from Baltimore.
Hello.
Nick, can I say, I have no idea whether you're a fan or not, but my sympathies for that baseball team of yours this year. Really, my God, what a terrible black hole the Baltimore Orioles are in this year. It's
orange
horrible,
and black hole.
But yeah, welcome to the program.
They're pretty fantastic. They're really knocking it out of the park this year. We're really proud of them. Just another bright spot for Baltimore. I wanted to know. My wife and I take a lot of our cues, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, from Rob, and we want to get an inventory of Rob's fridge. And in particular, we're curious about any ice cream novelties we should be stocking this time of the year. Rob, please let us know what we should be doing.
You know, we're devoid of ice cream in the house right now. Because
oh my God!
I know.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm trying to eat more mindfully. Although, you know, it made a big resurgence in the house this summer.
Eat more mindfully. Yeah.
Which is to say,
that's a mindful eating.
I know. Which is to say, Mike, if I don't buy it when
where did we get that from? Mindful. Where did we get mindful eating? I was talking to somebody the other day about
that.
Got
it from Sarah.
Sarah Fleischer. That's Sarah Fraser it. That's it. Right. You got it from Sarah. But, eating more mindfully.
But I will say this: a resurgence in the house over the summer, and eating mindfully, Mike, by the way, that is just that's a pop phrase, meaning if you don't buy it when you're sober, you can't eat it all when you're drunk.
I get it.
It has to be in the house.
So there's not any pint of ice cream in your house.
No, but you know what's great this summer is we've been buying popsicles, just regular popsicle brand popsicles in three flavors. Julia destroys them. They also, I learned from watching Jerry Lewis, they make sugar-free popsicles that are pretty good too. Go popsicles. Go with
it. Are you eating the regular ones or the sugar-free ones?
I'm eating the sugar-free ones when I eat them.
Wow.
Any thoughts on the strawberry shortcake novelty?
The Good Humor? Absolutely. That's great, yeah. But it's not as good as the almond toasted one.
Well, that's okay, good. Once you get this stuff out of the house,
on that?
You know what? My health little nod to you right now is I am taking full advantage of seasonal produce. Now, I know that might sound boring.
No.
It might sound dull, but the fact is, and there it is. I said the fact is,
that's all right.
We got the Lounder family that's got their blueberries out on the Bucksport Road, and they have a literal factory in their garage where they harvest their own blueberries, and I am eating them by the bucket. I am eating bucketfuls of blueberries.
They're a superfood. Did you know this?
They are phenomenal. They make me feel good. And we got 3.5 quarts.
Do you mindfully eat them?
I mindfully eat them. I take them one at a time and I go, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. But yeah, blueberries. And then, well, we'll talk about it later in the show, but it's corn on the cob. Corn on the cob, which is the old people's vegetable.
Well, Mike, let's go with the corn and the blueberries, I'm guessing no more odor than a hot biscuit.
No more odor. It's phenomenal. It's like living with a cow. Jeremy from Rochester, New York. Jeremy, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hello.
We're great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call to plug the fruitcake fundraiser that's going on right now. Last year,
yes.
I was fortunate enough to win one of the four fruitcakes, and I cannot say how much I am appreciating the ability to buy one this year because they are awesome.
That's nice.
I love
Thank
that.
You.
That's, you know what? We're going to try to do that, incorporate more listener testimonials. What Jeremy's referring to, and if you haven't been paying attention, this is our fruitcake fundraiser. Right now, we are asking you to support the show by buying yourself a delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcake, and we're making them available. You can go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the fruitcake logo, and get your fruitcake. They're fruitcake futures. You buy your future for a fruitcake, and they will be at your house before Thanksgiving, correct?
In time for Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was going to mention this when we did we talked fruitcakes later, but since it come up organically, let's mention it here. Since it has come up.
I worry about your grammar sometimes. I worry that's me. Did you slip through the cracks because of your your overachieving in other areas of academia? Did the grammar, you know, because
I'm usually pretty good with grammar. I speak well, I believe, but sometimes I get excited and it gets away from me.
Okay, go ahead.
Perhaps I'm a better writer.
All right. Yes.
No, ahead. But since we were talking fruitcakes, if you are among the people that have won fruitcakes on this show in the past, and I imagine there's at least 36 of them because we did the 12 days three times, get in touch with me on Facebook or send me an email, rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'd like to speak to you about getting some endorsements so people, real life people out there, their real life opinions of these fruitcakes, contact me and let us talk.
Let me tell you about a product, people. The only time people will do that with a product is when they're confident in that product. He's asking people that have enjoyed his fruitcake to call him and give testimonials.
Do
that
it,
rocks.
People. Do it.
We got a time for a couple more.
Okay.
A great wide open Wednesday, by the way. Mm-hmm. Tony from Atlanta, Georgia. Tony, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Tony.
Hi,
how
Tony.
Are things in Atlanta?
Well, I'm actually on vacation. I'm down in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Whereabouts in FLA?
It's southwest side, kind of near where you live.
Don't go in the water.
Yeah, I hear. Hey, Mike, I just wanted to commend
hold
you.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait. I want to tell you about that because this is a big story. It's called Red Tide. It's because, you know, they're saying it's because of Lake Okeechobee spewing out all their crap into the water, but it's like the worst red tide in the history of Southwest Florida, where there are fish kills
algae blooms. This state is so effed up down in that part of the region. You got fishing guides that are going belly up because of this. It's just terrible. I wanted to throw that in there. Go ahead. You're on now, Tony. What's your agenda?
I just wanted to commend you on your sleep number choice. Your bed is wonderful.
Thank you very much. And
he's implying that he's at your home.
You mean you're at the house in Florida? I get it. Okay, I get it. I knew there was something.
I like Carlos' side better. It smells better.
Okay. Yeah, I like the previous call better.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's take two more, and then we're out of here. Patrick from – when they've got the agenda and they steamroll through, I'll fight them on that, and it makes it
Well, you know, we should have picked up on the cue that you're mentioning a major news event, and he's like, yeah. Near where you live.
Whatever. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Just first want to say that I have ordered my super premium fruitcake.
Thank you.
Very wise.
I've never really been a fan, but it just sounds good. I got to have it. Looking forward to the hand-signed card, the cake, and especially that Christmas miracle. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Christmas miracle.
The comment, like yesterday, Mike, you had mentioned yesterday on the show a news article or a study about sex being better with mentally unstable women.
Yes, that's and then of course everybody, that story broke today, so that story's gone wide. You're gonna hear that on every morning show in America today. Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Just from my own personal experience, I have to say that's true.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Mo from Woodbridge is calling in, and then we'll wrap it up with our stock tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is. If you are investing in the market, this is the man to hear it from. Mo, what is today's stock tip of the day?
Johnson and Johnson, ticker J&J.
Johnson, like Johnson and Johnson. Well, he's whispering it because he doesn't want everyone to know. He said
Mo,
Johnson and Johnson.
You're not calling from like a distant, long-lost relative's house overseas, are you, by any chance?
No, I'm not, Mike.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mo. Thank you. And that's can you give it to us? Can you give us to it one more time, please, Mo?
Johnson and Johnson, ticker J&J.
Big company.
This
yeah,
has
big
been
ticket.
Mo's
Thank you, Mo.
Tip of the day.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm ready for a shower after Wide Open Wednesday. Start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Help you, boys?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry.
Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
You all want anything to drink with that?
No, ma'am.
A Coke.
Be up in a minute. We got 2 hunkies out there dressed like Hasidic diamond merchants.
What they want to eat?
The tall one wants white bread, toast, dry, with nothing on it.
Elwood.
And the other one wants 4 whole fried chickens and a Coke.
And Jake, the Blues Brother. Hi, Jake.
Matt!
Hi, old
what are you doing?
How you doing? How was Joliet?
Oh, bad. Matt, me and Elwood, we're putting
get the band back
together.
Don't talk that way around here. My old lady, she'll kill me.
Ma'am, you gotta understand that this is a lot bigger than any domestic problems you might be experiencing.
Matt? What the hell is he talking about?
Don't get riled, sugar.
Don't get riled, sugar me. Now, you're not going back on the road no more, and you ain't playing in them old two-bit sleazy dives. You're living with me now, and you're not going to go sliding around with your old white hoodlum friends.
Ma'am, would it make you feel any better if you knew that what we're asking Matt here to do is a holy thing?
We're on a mission from God.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here. Now, this is my man, this is my restaurant, and you two are gonna just walk right out that door without your dry white toast, without your 4 fried chickens, and without Mad Guitar Murphy.
Now, you listen to me. I love you, but I'm the man and you're the woman, and I'll make the decision concerning my life.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Yeah, baby.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday. Great one today.
Yes.
We've also got an interactive experience 24/7. We love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron has a mission. They want to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they do it. Take it from me. Carla loves to cook it. Yes. I love to eat it. Blue Apron is our favorite. You'll love the quick and easy step-by-step recipe options and the perfectly portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. Dinner is served all in under 45 minutes. Blue Apron makes dinner quick and easy and insanely delicious. Skip the tedious meal planning. My mouth is watering doing this commercial.
I know. Hold it's on. So good. Stuff is so
it's
good.
It's so good. Get straight to cooking. Makes you a better cook, too. Teaches you how to cook. Experience the joy of summer with our favorite grilling recipes with seasonally inspired ingredients. How about these mouth-watering options? Seared chicken and tangy barbecue sauce, or how about juicy cheeseburgers with spicy slaw, fun, easy chef-designed recipes, and exciting partnerships like Bob's Burgers and MasterChef. So, check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and we thank them for their support of the Mike O'Mara Show. So you played the clip, and
I'm confused.
It's official. Ruined it.
Now, no. It's not that.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's so sensitive.
We won't even say her name. But I'll say this. This has been the weirdest
clip, and it's like now going to assure that if there was any chance of a dramatic last minute recovery, you cinched the fact that it now won't happen. It won't happen now.
I don't know. Maybe it's reverse psychology. But it's been all over the news, all over the internet. I don't ever remember.
We're talking about Aretha Franklin, who is apparently
in
on death's
care.
Door.
Yes.
And so everybody's already doing all the obits, including you. That's why you played her.
No, but I didn't play the Jerry Lewis tape ahead of it. It's still a tribute and not a remembrance.
It doesn't matter, though, because everybody's... What is, I mean,
now here's,
I heard 2 days ago, TMZ reports that this will be her last day.
I've heard that too. This is the first
thing for the family to go through with that.
This is the first death of a celebrity that I think they've really started to do like a countdown. I mean, this is weird.
It's
on
terrible.
This one. This is a really weird one. And it's been, and I will
God,
say
is
this.
Is the summer that dull that we've just got, we have to jump the gun now? Do we now, you know, we gave up waiting for Christmas. Right. We gave up waiting for all the holidays. We get everything we want. We get it earlier. Now we have to, now, are we to believe that our celebrities are not dying in a timely enough way that we can't wait and we have to do that? And you are as guilty as anybody else for doing the little tribute tape with Aretha Franklin because
so
you
great.
Just
it's,
couldn't wait.
It's so
no,
great, though.
It's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
No, it's not.
Is it any worse than Beyonce dedicating a concert to her?
Yes,
before?
Because the way you do it when you do it, Rob Spiewak,
yes.
That you are the Reaper. Hold on. I got a couple more calls
okay.
coming in here.
Okay.
Let's go to our friend Paulie in Brooklyn. Paulie, how are you? You now reside in the same borough that my daughter resides in. How are you, Paulie?
Oh, leave the gun and take the fruitcake.
Paulie, it's great to hear. I want to thank you for those wonderful promos that you have been doing. They're terrific. And do you picture Big Pussy from The Sopranos when Paulie calls in? That's
I do,
what I picture,
but, you know, I've seen a picture of Paul. And
oh,
he
you
does,
have?
Yeah,
so
and
you
he,
do deeper you, dives you, than
you,
I do.
You've seen a picture, too, Mike. I sent the picture with Aunt Mary with the smile, like the old Italian woman smile. That's like just a crack of a line in her face.
Oh, okay. All right. Who's the celebrity?
He is a big guy, but he doesn't look like Big Pussy. He is, you know, I'm having a hard time picturing. What would you say is a celebrity you most resemble, Paul?
Penn from Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Very cool.
I'm like, I'm 6'3", over 300 pounds, you know. I'm in the group. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I understand. I understand. How are things up in Brooklyn, Paulie? Having a good summer?
You know what? The weather's been crazy. We're getting like monsoon rains. Today's actually nice. So I want to talk about. I went to Portland 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Portland, Maine. That's right.
Yes, sir. And I drove up through a monsoon in Massachusetts, which was ridiculous. And there was a guy with a motorcycle in front of me for 70 miles, Mike. Driving in the friggin' rain. I thought of Jimmy Cerrito, and all I kept hearing, it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
When you've done that, when you've actually experienced highway driving in a monsoon rain, there is nothing. I remember being, we were going to Laconia, New Hampshire, where they have a big bike rally up there, and the nickname for it was Rainconia. They called it Rainconia, and we were up there, and I think it was like 15 miles out of Laconia, and we'd had rain the whole way. We'd had rain every single day. Jimmy and I had gotten rained on our motorcycles every day up there. I'm 14 miles out, and I got these clear goggles that I'm desperately trying to keep. Not only is it the rain falling on them, but then it's the humidity, so they fog up,
right?
And you're wearing rain gear, so your body is warm, and your glasses are fogging up. And I ended up just at 50 miles an hour, I throw the goggles off, and I squint my way for the last 10 miles.
Wow.
It is so. If you're out there, and this is for anybody that's traveling the highways and byways, if you are out there, please, 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 please remember motorcyclists are at a tremendous disadvantage, especially in that kind of weather. And there's nothing like being passed by an 18-wheeler in a monsoon rain when you're on a motorcycle. It's the worst. Did you have a good time? Yeah, going 80. It's terrible. Did you have a good time in Portland, Maine?
Yeah, so the highlights, a high roller lobster company, very good.
Okay.
Did you ever try that, Mike?
No, I did not. No, don't spend a lot of time in Portland, Paulie.
Okay. Holy Donut, which was amazing. They use Maine potatoes as the mix for the donuts.
Mm. Okay, potato donuts. I've heard of those. They're supposed to be special.
Pretty phenomenal. We went to a place called Boone's. Do not buy the lobster special. They ripped you off $65. A friggin' a pound and a half lobster, not worth it. Don't.
Oh my God, that's terrible! Oh, that's horrible.
Four people, my 400 scuttles.
Oh my God! Oh, that is a ripoff. You don't do that when you come over the main border. You got to go to the little places off the side of the road.
Yeah,
that's terrible, Paulie.
The next day, Little Shack. 2 pound lobster, $15 steamed. Hello.
There it is.
Hello.
That's it. Hello. And of course, that restaurant that did that to you, well, we know what's going to happen to them. Thank you, Paulie.
Yeah. Mikey, hold on one second. I got a TV show for you.
Yes.
On Hulu, Castle Rock by Stephen King, present day Shawshank Prison.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk about Yellowstone. That was recommended to me. Sorry, I can't jump
very
on that
good
one.
Too. Costner's amazing in that.
Thank you, Paulie. You rock. Appreciate the phone call. Let's
Thank
go
you,
to
Paulie.
One last call. Al from Concord, Massachusetts. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, this is Aloysius Francis Giannis. Yesterday, if I had time, I would have sent in for my birthday, but I didn't have time.
All right. Yeah, how are you, pal?
Great. I really like the two guest hosts. They were rocking.
Yeah, well, today, Aloysius, the audience is the guest host because it's Wide Open Wednesday. How are you today? How are you? How's it going?
Great. Just got back from a big folk festival, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
Yeah. You sound a little like Liberace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just kind of like, I got back from the folk festival. It was such a wonderful time that I had there and stuff. Are you...
no, that sounds like Peter Lorre.
Oh, Peter Lorre is more like that. Liberace is more like that. You see, that's the way that goes. Well, what can we do for you, Aloysius?
Oh, enjoying the show. I just remembered that it was my birthday, and it would be good to call in and
get a birthday greeting?
Birthday greeting? Well, no, I didn't have time to call yesterday email it.
Yeah.
And besides, I called other times. Besides looking for scrap metal, I also do a lot of dancing, contra dancing, English country dancing, folk dancing.
Okay. All right.
And there's a lot of that in Massachusetts.
Yeah. That's great. Do you have
a lot of that near you, contra dances?
Is there a Mrs. Aloysius?
I got a friend that sometimes
visits.
Is nice to me.
Okay, that's wonderful. And do you do scrap metal for a living?
Oh yeah, that's mostly what I do. Look for scrap metal.
Okay. Wonderful. That's terrific. Are you enjoying your summer?
Oh yeah.
Good. Good. Well, I appreciate you calling. Yeah, yes, Rob.
What number birthday was yesterday, Al?
I forgot to add it up. Born in 66.
Okay.
Make you 52.
That's wonderful. And do you do country dancing all over New England or just Massachusetts?
Yeah. Oh, wherever I am. Sometimes it's been a while then I was in Maine, but from there to D.C. is where I've been a lot of times.
Do you have a fixed address, Aloysius?
I use a New Jersey mailing address, and I'm in Massachusetts, but I don't. She says you can't get mail there.
Okay, and where are you hanging your hat now?
Westford, that's near Concord.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Are you enjoying it there?
Oh yeah,
wonderful. And you listen to the show?
Yeah, yeah. Years ago, it was a couple year gap that I didn't know I could search and find you. So this is about 3 years in and getting the show every day.
Well, that is awesome, and we hope you continue to. Listen to the show and enjoy your scrap meddling and your country dancing.
Yes.
and whoever your special friend is when she visits. And anything else we can do for you, Aloysius?
Oh yeah, if there's only a way for all the other people that don't know the show is here that used to listen every day, if all those people could get this experience, that would be a treasure for everyone.
It really would.
Yeah.
And how do you know where they are?
Yeah, it's the great challenge that we face, Al, is getting the word out about the Mike O'Mara show. And maybe in your travels you could, make a homemade sign or something like that. It says TMOS or Mike O'Mara show. That would be helpful. Yes, Rob?
Make a sign out of copper.
A metal sign.
Yes, because you have
money,
copper.
Metal sign.
A money metal copper sign.
That would be awesome.
And a copper and a long copper rod to go on top of the car too.
Yeah, that would be that'd be fantastic.
Well, the other thing,
thank you, Pony.
We're going to have a project that everyone make signs and put them out somewhere, and there's going to be some kind of a surprise project about signs being put out.
Rob, do you know what he's referring to?
We discussed at one point, I think, in passing, people making yard signs. Yeah,
yeah. And Mike would go to your house if he had the best sign.
And right. He said, "Don't."
Thanks, Pony.
Do it.
Thanks, Pony from the Peanut Gallery. I appreciate that.
This guy.
I guess
the discussion was people. You didn't want people to do it because it was going to come from you. It was going to be organized.
Yeah, yeah, and we wanted it more spontaneous, right?
What's the best metal to find?
Oh, copper is the best metal. Sometimes I find a coin that's good to bring to the gold and silver store.
Okay.
Where do you find the coins? Where do you find the coins?
Anywhere.
There might be a bucket of tools, and there might be coins in it. One time I was in New York City, and I had a whole tin full of pennies.
And were some of them rare?
No. And twice I got washing machines that were full of quarters.
Maybe they came from a laundromat.
All right, stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it. You're not. I don't think you're appreciating Al like I am.
I think I might be.
Al, can you call frequently on Wide Open Wednesday? Because this has been my favorite call of the day.
Sure. Anytime.
Well, no, we do usually. We usually do Wide Open Wednesdays on 9 a.m. No, not Sunday morning.
Morning
no, don't want that. No, not at all. I'm talking about on
Wednesday
the show.
Wednesday night at 9:30.
Wednesday? No, not Wednesday night at 9:30. Now you're starting to frighten me. Stop that. I don't care for that. Don't do that. Yes.
I was trying to make a joke.
I know you were. It was ha ha. No, I just like your calls on Wide Open Wednesday. Al, we have to run along now, but good luck with the scrap meddling, and I appreciate all the support for the show, and please pass the word on TMOS, okay?
Okay, I'll open, should I open my window at the circle in Concord and shout out?
Yes, man. Mm-hmm. Do whatever floats your boat, okay?
Instead of honk for the traffic light, shout for the show.
That's it. Shout for the show. Thanks so much for your support, Alan Aloysius. Thank you very much.
Okay, the wind is open. Mike
okay.
O'Mara.
Yeah, bye. Bye. That's great. We're going to die. Oh, we're going to die. Anyway, that's interesting. That was something else.
That asked so many more questions than it answered.
Well, we're officially late. We're going to take a break. We will come back with more fun. I want to get your kid at DMV and find out about what happened with that. We will come back with more. Hello, Aloysius. That one's tough to put into a box, don't you think?
I found a washing machine full of quarters.
That's fascinating. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're in the dog days of August. The players are already on the field, learning new plays, breaking down film, getting ready for the fall and big football. One man is also preparing, checking his leads, verifying his sources, in order to bring you the most up-to-date analysis so you can make the best picks. Nicky Diamond is getting ready, and he's
in the know. Bitches.
Stay tuned. It's all part of the new fall season on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, baby!
That's Nicky Diamond. He's coming. Yes, sirree. We're going to have more Nicky this fall. It's going to be exciting. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's the calm before the storm.
Yes.
Listen up. There's an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings.
Yes.
So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial, people. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month. They do this by offering the absolute lowest rates. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. All right, we are, we are late. Thank you, Alan.
Aloysius,
who called in. That one, I was trying to figure out where that was going. There was the delightful element of danger there.
Yeah, it was intriguing.
Really
fascinating. You didn't want to turn it loose at any time.
Yes, turn me loose. Big week in the Spiewak household because your son got his learner's permit or is a real driver's
license? It's his learner's permit. And again, you know, like Julia, there wasn't a lot of urgency at play here. He was eligible since late March or early April to get it. But now is the time that we went to the DMV to do it. He had been studying. He had been taking the, I guess when I was studying and probably when you do as well, you got a booklet with all the regulations in it, like a booklet that you would study.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. But now it's all online. You study all the regulations online. You can take practice tests over and over and over again. And
do you think your kids are exceptions to the rule or are they like, is it just a trend now? Because I think I've read articles that kids are not that into.
Yeah, I see like that as sort of a trend. I've seen it. People have communicated to me on Facebook and also around the neighborhood. Kids are not doing it day of anymore. And that was the big deal. You know, you did it the day of when you were.
I had a mark on the calendar as to when I could do it because I was later. My birthday was June 22nd. So my friend like Joey, he was he turned 16 in March. And so I was really excited to get it.
And you probably got yours in the summer.
In summertime. It was terrible.
Oh, worse. Horrible. So
absolutely the worst.
He was nervous about taking it, but the person who really lit a fire under him was my mom. She said, you know, I taught your sister pretty much how to drive. I can teach you how to drive, too, if you would just go get your license. And she's been texting him and making him want to do it. And so finally, we went. And, you know, when you go on I guess it was a Monday afternoon at the DMV in Leesburg about 3:30, it wasn't crowded.
Ridiculous.
It was a 20-minute line to get to the place where they told you where to wait.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, let me explain the way DMV works in the state of Virginia.
Yes.
You have an information, get your paperwork kiosk.
Yeah, a big
desk. Before you even begin the waiting process, because in Northern Virginia, and probably the whole state,
yeah,
but specifically where we are from in Northern Virginia, the waiting process is just, you wait for everything. You wait for everything. So you don't even get a chance to sit down and wait for the person that's going to help you until you go in another line and get the main paperwork.
It's almost like a Disney tactic where they have different hunks of lines to make you, they break the wait up.
Yeah, you think it's a shorter wait.
Right. And also, no one really went to the trouble to have their paperwork ready or, as far as I could tell, to shower, because this was the smelliest experience at the DMV that I have ever been. And it was
Leesburg,
humid, and I couldn't even spot the main offender because I would walk into pockets of BO, and they weren't necessarily in conjunction with single people. So I don't know who was the main offensive person, but there was plenty of them because I had to move around a lot because it was hard to find two chairs together to sit down with Robert.
It was that crowded at DMV. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even find two chairs side by side, even in the back?
Even in the back. Yeah, it was slammed. And
so 20 minutes for the first line. What was the overall waiting time that you spent before you saw a person in the little cubicle?
I think just over an hour from arrival to get to the cubicle. And I want to applaud everyone who gets into the pre-waiting line and has all their documents. And I saw this twice, not in a folder, not with a paperclip, just in a plastic grocery bag, a bag of papers. I want to say salute to you, moron, because there is no less effective way to transport papers.
I want to make it clear what we're talking about here. So the main line that Rob is talking about is the line that it could be anything.
Yep.
It could be your car was stolen, you got in a wreck,
you want to register to vote.
Anything, and it could be some incredibly convoluted and complicated motor vehicle situation that you have to ask this person. Now, the person that's at that first queue is probably the smartest person on the floor because they handle all of it. But
I believe her name was Vicky.
Vicky. Oh, really?
And
good.
I'm not so sure she was the smartest person I dealt with that day, to be perfectly honest.
So an hour before you got to see anybody, right?
So we go through and we get our paperwork and we finally get a pair of seats together and we're filling out the application because he's going to get his learner's permit. So it's essentially this all the information that would go on a driver's license.
Right.
And
he's 15 now, right?
Mm-hmm. 15? He's 15 and he'll be 16 at the end of September. And so he's close to 16 now. And we're going through this stuff and I check his, it's like hair color. I said, so what color is your hair color this week, son? What do you want to say? Because he's been blonde. He's been silver. He said, put down brown, Dad. I said, eyes, green. And I said, weight, 140, whatever it is. I said, height, 6'2". I said, you are not 6'2 yet. Stop it. He said, I'm taller than Mom. I said, I know you're taller than Mom. Mom is 5'10". You're not taller than me. You're not 6'2". Well, I'm going to be 6'2". I said, what's your height right now?
So he argued with you about his height?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
So we go through. We settled for, 6 feet tall and 148, I think, is at least thin, string bean. And so we get all this stuff worked out. And I said, now, Robert, I filled out everything here for you, but you need to sign the form. He says, what? I said, sign, do your signature. Dad. I said, what? He said, I don't have a signature. I said, what do you do at school? He said, I print my name. I said, well, you know cursive, right? He says, yeah. I said, well, sign your name. This was the greatest thing. He said, hold on.
Stop. 15 years. They're not. I mean, I understand the whole lack of handwriting. Cursive is not the thing in school. I'm aware of that fact. Sure. They don't teach the kids.
Have a signature.
To have a signature, which is the legal method of. I'm stunned.
What? Would you even think to ask this of your kid? Occurred to me. It never occurred to me to check.
No, so, we're going out Saturday night. Sign this to babysit your brother.
And I said, well, you got to come up with something. And he says, okay, hold on. And he pulls out his phone and there's an app, a drawing app. And he starts practicing on his phone. He says, what do you think of that? I said, well, that's okay. I said, I can't really, it's not a very good R. Okay. Zip. He swipes right. It goes away. He says, what do you think of that? I said, it's all right. He says, nah. I said, I don't like the S, Dad. I said, okay, we'll try again. So he fabricates sort of a signature. And I said,
this is the best part yet. Were you just incredulous?
I couldn't believe it. But I had the presence of mind to realize this is just genuinely funny.
And you're not the only parent that's probably gone through this.
No, of course not. And so I finally said, you know what, son? I think that your signature will eventually come to you. Don't force it, but go ahead and just write your name on this form.
Yeah.
And so that's
put an X down there.
Do you remember when we would occasionally get a postcard or something from Rudy Martsky? And his queer mix, and I mean queer meaning strange, his queer mix of upper and lowercase print letters.
And printing in cursive.
Yes, you know, and so
I remember that.
That's what he put. He said, and it looked like the voice that I heard when I read his name on the paper was Robert W. Spiewak III.
did he put the third in there?
I said you have to, because otherwise you're going to be confused with Grandpa Bob or me, because my all my documentations have the junior.
Oh my God, we have to take a break. Okay. Is there more from the DMV?
Yes.
Oh my God, we are running super late. Where did the time go today?
It went to Aloysius.
Aloysius. We'll take a break. We'll finish this DMV story up when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea. Do you live inside of a death stand? Do you wear too much cologne? Do you suffer from diabetes? Well, suffer no more, because I have the solution for you. And it's Rob Spiewak's famous fruitcakes, available for purchase now on tmosfruitcake.com. Because ladies, we all know that life inside of a death stand can get lonely, but it isn't so bad if you're eating Rob's fruitcakes. So buy them today, and you won't regret it. I feel the diabetes getting better already. Ciao, belle.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Nowadays, you get everything on demand, TV, car rides, food, even our podcast. You listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? Huh? Why?
Huh? Why? 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 Why?
With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. No lines, no parking hassles. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. It couldn't be easier, and you can create Stamps.com accounts in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. You'll wonder how you got along without it. All right, so back to the DMV. That is just such a moment right there, and I'm sure you're not alone when it comes to parents that have had a kid without a signature. That's very funny.
Dropping and you never think to ask about it. So I'll finish this up briefly. We finally get called up to the kiosk because they have a series, and I've been at the DMV enough that I know how it works. There are different letters and number combinations. They'll say, like, letter J15, to window 6.
The lady goes, now serving B25.
Yeah,
window, I remember that. 12.
Oh, and memories, watching it, I know that the letter corresponds with what your duty or what your concern is. And so Robert, I think, was an A. So I think A has to do with new licenses, and they're all going.
Did you say what your duty?
Yeah, your duty.
Goodbye, duty.
Oh,
sorry. All right, so go ahead. All right,
they all go to the final window, which is the, I think, number 15, the one on the end, and because they are set up with a camera. For taking the picture.
I know exactly what you're talking about. They've got the little the camera down there. They have the eye test that they take, and do they have to take an eye test?
Yeah, Robert did have to take an eye test. And we get up there, and I heave a sigh of relief because the lady at that desk is the same lady that Julia had when she got her learner's permit.
Little slice of small town. A little slice of small town America.
And
there,
she was awesome with Julia because Julia had a mix up with her glasses, and she waved the glasses at issue and made the day a lot easier for us. And I said, I'm so glad to see you. It was about 20 months ago that you got my daughter her learner's permit, and you are fantastic. Nice to see you again. And she said, Robert is not visibly shaking, but he is nervous. You can tell he's tense because he's about to.
Not visibly shaking,
but he's got that sort of locked in teenager focused face.
He has to take a test at this point.
Yes,
right?
He has to take the written test at this point,
or he doesn't get his learner's permit.
That's right, and he also knows that Dad will be displeased because the hour and 20 minutes that we have spent will be for naught.
So there's pressure.
So
boy's feeling, but something he rarely gets.
That's
pressure.
Right.
He's feeling a little pressure. Welcome to the real world.
So the lady turns and says, "You're going to do great, honey. Remember, this is just a test. It's easy. You know this." And she really talked him down, which was cool.
Good.
And so she takes
and then he threw up.
Then projectile vomit all over the third letter, the third row of letters on the eye chart. So no, first thing he does is the eye test, and it's not a real chart like in a doctor's office. You look in goggles, right. And he sails through that. That's perfect. And then he signs a thing and fills out a chart, a form, and then she says, "All right, go to the fourth kiosk, do your written test, and we'll notify
he's
you."
He's on his own. Daddy's standing behind.
I'm not allowed. I can't even cross the line.
Go in there.
Can't cross the line. Right. So I go sit down, and I just all I can see is because he is remember 6 feet tall now. I see above the cubicle. Just a bobbing blonde head, because he's reading and he's focused. He's trying to get it right. And he takes longer than I think he should.
Oh, no.
And so I don't think that's a great sign. But everyone has said to him, "Take your time. Take your time." He comes out. He sits down. He says, "I think I did pretty good." I said, "Well, how good do you have to do?" He says, "You can miss four, but you can't miss any of the sign questions." I said, "Okay, you got to get the signs just right." And I said, "You feel pretty good?" He says, "Yeah, I changed a lot of my answers at the last minute."
Oh,
I said,
no.
"Oh, no." And then he said, he asked a question that I didn't think they would even ask anymore. He says, "Dad, what does it mean when the driver in front of you sticks his arm out straight out of the window?" I said, "It means you're driving in the Great Depression."
Left turn, yeah, dummy. Come on now.
He said, "Oh, I thought it meant stop." I said, "Well, that wasn't a sign question, was it?" He said, No. It's just the normal." I said, "Okay." So we waited out and we get called, Spiewak. And we go up and she turns and he says, "Congratulations, son, you passed." And it's great. And we finish the paperwork and he says, "And do I need to sign anything?" And she said, "Oh no, you signed the keypad when you did your eye exam." He says, "That's the signature that's going on my license?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "Dad, I just printed my name." And not only that, he said, "And it was my second try because the first time I ran out of room." He said, "It's going to look terrible." I said, "It's going to be fine just as long as you can duplicate it."
But it's not his permanent driver's license, so it doesn't matter,
right? It's just his learner's, and so we're A-OK. We'll get it in the mail Friday or Monday. And so
Does it look like a regular license with a picture and all that?
But he shot, I believe they shot his face in profile. Because the learners, or maybe that's just how they used to do it. Learners used to be in profile, and then you got a front shot for a. But anyway, we haven't seen the photo yet. He did smile for his picture, which I thought was cool. And
now,
yeah, I'm very proud of him.
Are you going to be the primary parent getting out there and teaching him how to do the driving?
Well, my mom really was the main person to get Julia's hours in because my mom likes to go out and do
it. Put it in your mom's lap.
And,
absolutely.
But Carrie and I will both work on it. Carrie has a different strategy than I do for driving. I am more sort of a take it easy. Go ahead. Don't hit the pedal so hard. It's going to be okay. And we'll just get there and you'll be fine. Just feel the car as you're driving. And Carrie's
feel
more.
The, be the car.
And Carrie's more of a. So he'll get it from both sides.
Good, good, wonderful. Well, congratulations, Robert III.
Now go work on your handwriting.
That's too funny. I don't know how to sign my name. Why would they?
Dad.
Why would they in America? We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lady Love.
Hey. Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito.
Hey,
I'm
buddy.
The king of the wings. Jimmy's Old Town Taverns, world famous buffalo wings. And the TMOS bonus show are two things that are worth paying for.
If it's too tough
for you to go to the MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus show button.
Does he have a signature?
Jimmy, then I'll teach you how to buy the bonus show.
You want to see the O'Mara's Pub wooden sign with your own two eyes? Offer me a ride home. Nope, fuck it, I ain't doing it. Buy my buffalo wings and the bonus show. You will not be disappointed. No refunds. It'll be okay.
That's Jimmy Cerrito, ladies and gentlemen.
Really
Welcome
is.
Back to the Mike Gomera Show. Brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. And I've read about people being conflicted with other shows and stuff like that. To hell with that. Don't be conflicted.
That's
it's
right.
Our show. We need it.
Know
we're
who
feeding
loves
our
you.
Families
know
here.
Who loves you. It's us.
Thank you. Yes, we don't have other day jobs. Thank you. Today's Amazon purchase of the day. What is it, Rob Spiewak?
You know, listen up, bitches. I'm getting excited for the cruise, and I bought something that I haven't had before, but I've seen other people have them. I'm worried about that we're going out on this trip and we're going on excursions. I don't want our cell phones to run out of juice. You can buy a portable charger for your cell phone. You charge it, and it's like a little brick that you can use. It's like an external battery for your cell phone. I was amazed at the deal I found. This one has 10,000 milliampere hours. That means that once this is charged, it'll charge 5 cell phones for you. And you just take it on the go. It's $34.99. It's the Just Wireless portable charger, 10,000 milliampere hours, 2-port external battery pack. You can charge 2 phones at the same time. And if you ever run out of your cell phone juice, you know how frustrating that can be. For $35, you never have to worry about it again.
Amazon really does have everything. You find the charger and more at MikeOmeraShow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, means the world to us. So thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
News.
Fentanyl has quickly risen in the ranks of problem drugs in this country. It killed Prince. And now we're finding out it may have almost killed Demi Lovato.
Oh, wow.
TMZ says that Demi's overdose was caused by oxycodone laced with fentanyl. Man, how bad does it have to be to put that in your body?
Yeah.
She supposedly called her dealer at around 4 a.m. and they freebased the stuff on tin foil. That's a boy. That's playing
with
fire.
Why is that a thing again? Why are people freebasing again? I mean, I thought that stuff was in the past.
They want to go away. Then he took off when he saw her lying in bed, breathing heavily. It's not clear exactly what time she took the stuff, but it wasn't until 11:30 when someone on her staff found her. Her staff, which is
Sure they're put together.
It's the whole thing, right? It's every rocker. It's the hangers on. It's the lack of courage. It's all this. Crap.
I'm surprised that the drug dealer was irresponsible and did not call the authorities.
Took off. At that point, she had to be revived with Narcan. So I do hope she gets the help that she needs. She's talented, and I really hate to see that. But, man, that is pretty powerful
Nasty.
Stuff. You are really, really looking to get away when you're doing that.
Yeah.
If you're sick and tired of people making air quotes, you can apparently blame Steve Martin.
Really?
According to mentalfloss.com, Steve is the one who popularized air quotes during his stand-up and Saturday Night Live appearances back in the day. Steve even gets a shout-out on the Wikipedia page for air quotes. It seems like the first place Steve got credit for air quotes was a book called How We Got Here, the 70s, the decade that brought you modern life for better or worse. It says, quote, Martin taught a whole generation of young people the distant, cool, ironic sensibility summed up by the gesture he popularized, the four-fingered drawing of double quote marks in the air. Steve Martin is the guy they're giving credit to.
I don't remember him doing it back then, but it certainly fits in. It makes sense.
Pretty interesting stuff, isn't it? Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a retired podcaster. Not a retired podcaster. He's a retired race car driver who is now a podcaster.
Yes.
And on a recent episode, and he's also doing the TV, I think, for NASCAR.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's the color guy.
Mm-hmm.
But well written. Good research done with the people that
he's
do
got
that
a great podcast. His co-host is Gary Stein.
He's a retired podcaster. They're getting better and better, aren't they?
Yes.
Anyway, on a recent episode, he talked about a paranormal experience he had on a racetrack, although he mistakenly called it paranoia activity. Paranoia activity. He said, quote, We're so much more than just blood vessels and bones and muscle, you know? And I feel like that it's quite possible that in certain situations when we die, that maybe there's a spirit capable of continuing on. Okay. Here's what he says. Quote,
right.
When I wrecked in the Corvette in 2004 at Sonoma, It caught fire. Somebody pulled me out of that car. I remember sort of moving like in motion, going to lean forward and trying to climb out of the car. And then something grabbed me under the armpits, pulled me up over the door bars, and let go of me. When I got to the hospital, I was like, who pulled me out of the car? I got to say thanks to this person because it was a hand. It was physical hands grabbing me. I felt it. But he said that he was told that nobody was there.
Ooh, wow.
Scary, scary. Yeah,
I don't put it past it. I think stuff like that happens.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you think after that, being in an accident and hitting your head, you know, you're most aware of what's going on.
Thank you, Pony. I agree. I'm with Pony on that one. That
How'd he get out of the car, though?
Maybe somebody pulled him out. Maybe somebody pulled him out and they forgot. When he asked, nobody knew the, you know, come on.
No one was there, though.
Oh, stop it. The people at Budweiser just got diabolical. I like this.
Oh, cool.
I like ad agencies when they do something clever. They got diabolical with their newest promotion. And if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you might think it's just plain mean. But I think it's funny, and I think it's great,
okay.
And I think it's going to get a lot of press. They announced they're trolling Browns fans this season. They are putting 10 full-sized refrigerators filled with free Bud Light in bars all over the city of Cleveland. You know, Rob, forever, we will all be enamored of Cleveland as a bar town because we had the best bar night in the history of the
Sly
show.
Sly Fox.
It was fantastic. You remember the name of it.
Of course
it.
I do.
Awesome.
I think I might have some of my bodies might still be there. That was a
bars
bad night.
All over Cleveland, free Bud Light with refrigerators, but they will not open until the Browns win their first game. As soon as the Browns get a win, all of the fridges will unlock automatically.
Oh, like a time lock? That is so cool.
That's so fantastic. That might never happen because the Browns went 0-16 last year and 1-15 the year before. And they didn't win their first game that season until the second to last week.
Wow.
But that is fantastic. I am now. That not only is good for Bud, it's good for watching football. See how the Browns, hey, those refrigerators open. I love that. That's a good
pretty
story.
Brilliant marketing.
How do you solve a problem like public urination? Sounds like a Broadway musical. How do you solve a problem? Anyway, Paris is trying. 4 eco-friendly open-air urinals have been set out throughout the French capital for people who can't hold it any longer to pee to their heart's delight. Unlike porta-potties you might be more familiar with, these are called urinoirs.
Oh.
And, they are bright red and located in plain sight with no privacy or enclosed air. Oh, so they're just like big troughs out there. Large signs also point to their presence, and you can take in the Notre Dame Cathedral while simultaneously relieving yourself. Officials are happy with the outcome and played up the eco-friendly aspect, noting that the pee in the urinal is utilized as compost for parks and gardens, but not everyone is as enthused. Some residents have written to the city's town hall to protest, saying they do not believe it's appropriate for people to be peeing in public. Others lamented how unattractive these look in the streets, and that while in theory it's a good idea, the appearance falls far short.
But also, I mean, they got these people running around Paris with their junk hanging out. That's not okay.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's another reason just to visit the city. And now
Washington, D.C. actually pioneered the open-air urinal, but here we call it a doorway.
There you go. Thank you. Ah, the smell. And now a little something-something.
Yes.
People do crazy things when they get dumped, but this is a new one for us. A woman on Reddit claims she broke up with her boyfriend Monday night, and he responded by stealing her toilet. Seems to be a theme on today's show.
Hey.
She went to bed while he was still packing up the last of his stuff, and when she woke up, he was gone, along with the only toilet in her apartment. She posted a photo of her bathroom, and there's just an open pipe on the floor where the toilet should be. She says her old toilet broke a few months ago, and instead of letting her landlord handle it, the boyfriend wanted to do it because he works as a plumber. But then he constantly complained about how much money he spent on it. She says that after she broke up with him, the first thing he said was, "I'm taking the effing toilet." But she didn't think he was serious because who does that? Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
He did that.
He done it.
Yeah. All I can say to this is, boy, is she pissed. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, that's a simple one. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie. And on this week's Cake and Cookies, we have a live on-air injury. Robert III stops by. 4 a.m. is the cruelest hour. We recap the most bizarre shopping spree ever. and we head to a party. Listen for all this and more on Cake and Cookies number 104.
Goodbye, listeners!
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That's Murder, She Wrote, right? In the background.
Katie's favorite show.
Is it really?
Yeah, she adores Murder, She Wrote.
It's wonderful. welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Fruitcake fans! And now, it's time for the TMOS Fruitcake Fact of the Day. Hey, Professor Spiewak, lay some fruitcake knowledge on us.
People always joke about how long fruitcakes last. Of course, our fruitcakes don't last long because people eat them right away. But there is a running joke that fruitcakes last forever, and this is a fact. In 2017, the Antarctic Heritage Trust discovered a 106-year-old fruitcake that was described as A, being in excellent condition,
there
and
it is.
B, being almost edible.
There it is.
I don't know how something is almost edible, but
right.
I think this speaks well for fruitcake as a rule. So go ahead and buy a fruitcake.
Yes, the more you know about fruitcakes, the better. Because we are in the middle of our first ever TMOS fundraiser. You see, times are tight, and we need your help. If you bought one, buy another one. Here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious.
Yes.
You can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Right now, get them. TMOSfruitcake.com. A fruitcake or fruitcakes, if you prefer, will be at your house in time for the holidays. We need your fiscal support, and we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS, and get ready for a holiday treat unlike any other. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. Visit TMOSfruitcake.com. And do it today. You can go to the website and click right on that and be all set. And that's a lot of words. Thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Wednesday, August 15, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Every day, Mike, it never ceases to amaze me what gets popular on the internet. You never know what's going to go viral, do you?
Okay. What is it?
Yesterday, a lady, a singer, her name is Doja Cat. D-O-J-A. Doja Cat has a new song called Moo. And this is how the song goes.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
I'm a cow. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a cow. I go moo.
I should remark that Maddie is really enjoying this song. She's bobbing her head and dancing. Yeah, it's good.
Give me a little more.
Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. One more time.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Kind of catchy.
I don't say meow.
It's going to be a hit.
Bitch,
it is.
Cow. Bitch,
and not bad to look at.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
That's Moo by Doja Cat.
Because she gets the moo right. If she didn't get the moo right, she's handing down moo. that kind of sexy moo.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, yeah. I'm a cow.
I literally, it is in my head. It is.
I agree.
Can you give me get one more time? I'm sorry, we have to do it.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cow.
I want to get to the hook.
I don't say meow.
You like the hook.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I go moo.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you. What's your name again?
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
Okay, very good.
Or maybe Doja Cat. I don't know. I didn't have a pronounce right.
Cat.
I think I can get you to go back to church, Mike.
Really? We were talking about that just the other day. We kind of have been gone astray recently.
There's a pastor in California named Chris Van Hall. And, you know, a lot of times now churches, they have the fellowship and they have the congregation, but they don't have the money to have a structure. Carrie actually does some daycare work at a church that meets at the Alamo Brewery. And a movie theater on Sunday mornings where they actually, you know, they rent the space and they do their church service there. Well, this guy found a space to do his church service and it's a bar and he serves beer while he preaches.
There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't drink alcohol in a responsible manner.
Why not serve beer when they're reading Bible verses? I thought it was
We have a glass of beer and a glass of wine, and it's a comfortable atmosphere where people can not only listen to a progressive take on theology, but they can also engage in conversation. And I thought to myself, like, wouldn't it be great if a church could figure out a way to make a product where they split the profits with local community service organizations? And we were like, hey, we love beer. We love making beer. Why not do a brewery bar right here? Manufacturing of the beer, the mead, and hopefully the cider is going to be downstairs. They can have one or two. As a matter of fact, if they have two, my sermon's always better.
So he allows you to drink while you're doing the worship service. I think that's pretty cool.
He doesn't sound like an idiot, does
he? No.
And I like a progressive take on theology. That's what we need.
And you should hear the music they sing. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Reverend St. Moo.
The old rugged Reverend cross is no longer on our playlist. Speaking of music, for the first time in, I think, nearly 20 years, Steve Perry, the former lead singer of Journey, is releasing an album, but he hasn't released it in America. However, he put a single out on Japanese iTunes, which is sort of a weird way to keep it a secret, because if it's on iTunes, everyone's going to hear it. Here's new music from Steve Perry. It's called Erasin'.
Still has it.
Still has the voice.
And that's all that matters.
So that album will drop in America
Whatever
in October.
Whatever happened to him? He like said F you to Journey and then
F you to a solo
away,
career
right?
too. Yeah. Yeah. Gone. They probably had more hits in them, you know, once he left, the band was essentially over.
But Steve Perry's solo career didn't add up to anything.
No, he
right?
had two or three songs. Oh, Sherry was the biggest hit. But it's
Oh, Sherry, that's
yeah,
right.
It's been a long time since he's done anything, but good for him. I like that his voice still sounds good. But I will remind all the youngsters today that talk about how great Journey was. Michael, back me up. We were there in the 1980s. They were fine. They weren't all that. They're more popular now than they were then, it seems. So
that happens. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds. Pretty hard to find a more likable guy than Ryan Reynolds. And he
great
was
great movie star. Great movie star.
And taking a page, I guess, from the Clooney book, because, you know, Clooney has that tequila factory, that tequila company that he founded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds bought a gin distillery.
Okay.
And he's very happy about it.
11 years ago, I remember reading a Deadpool comic and feeling like this is a once-in-a-lifetime connection. And then a few years later, I met my wife, and I was like, oh, I guess a once-in-a-lifetime connection can happen twice. And then we had our children, and that's when I realized that I love gin.
He's so good.
I went deep with the passion.
Right? I just said he's so good.
So
that's
good.
When I bought Aviation Gin.
That's fantastic, dude.
So he is now out promoting not his movie career, but Aviation Gin. So there
Aviation
you go. That's what
gin.
He's up to. That
good
is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
I'm not a gin guy, but I might try it, you know, because it's booze. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Hey, I want to thank everybody for their purchase of the TMOS fruitcakes. Rob Spiewak, delicious confections, but you can do better.
Buy
so
more.
Go to the website, click on the fruitcake, and if you bought one, buy another one. Share it with your friends.
Makes a great gift.
Yeah, it's a great gift. Get your TMOS fruitcake futures. That's our big August fundraiser. And this is our last few days of the big August kick for us, okay?
Right.
So get yourself a fruitcake. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.